for the summer that we should be ordering these things. But yeah, I'm actually going to record tomorrow during our field trip because today was so short. So yeah. Okay, it is officially after school time. I still stay another hour after school. Because teachers have PD. We're just finishing up getting like things ready for tomorrow. Okay, it is 4:59 on the dot. And I'm finally going home. Anyways, I am now currently leaving. And yeah, everything's done, I think, for tomorrow. We still have a few things to do. But yeah, today was a pretty I wouldn't say like busy, but definitely had a lot to do. We're also still doing like registration for next year. So like I'm still keeping tabs on like families and reaching out. So that's kind of like what my day consisted. Again, responding to emails of like those parents, making sure they like provided their documents. But mainly it was more about the field trip because we really didn't have the tickets until last night. So today it was more of like all of that planning. I'm making sure everything was ready for tomorrow because we really honestly didn't know. Okay, it is 5:18. I'm finally off the train. I don't know, the train that I take, it's a hit and miss with it, like whatever. I'm currently walking home. It's not that far. Like, you know, in the morning I didn't want to walk to the train because, you know, I'm still trying to like feel the day, and walking isn't helping. And I could possibly miss the train or something could happen, right? So yeah, I'd rather take the bus in the morning. But in the afternoon coming home, I'm okay with walking. You know, it's not that big of a deal. So I am walking. The weather is really nice outside. It's a little windy, just like it was this morning, but it's doable. If you hear me sniffling throughout this whole episode, it's because I have my allergies. So my allergies have been acting up, and I sound stuffy. But yeah, I'm currently walking home. Okay, so something I haven't said, because I haven't done it, is the intro. And it's because like I'm not sure of my song just yet. I thought I had an idea, but I kind of am going back and forth because now I'm in between three playlists right now. I'm listening to my spring playlist, but it's not really giving spring. It's spring from last year, and I haven't really like curated that playlist for this year. And then I have my rotation playlist, which are just songs that have been on continuous repeat these past couple of days or weeks. And then the third thing I'm listening to is, of course, Bad Bunny's new album. And that album has just been so good. I am a little sad because I haven't gotten tickets to see him at Yankee Stadium just yet. My cousin and I really want to go because we went to see him at Barclays back in March, and we absolutely loved the show. And that was for his album El Último Tour del Mundo, And then now he is like doing a stadium tour, which I'm really excited because like he hasn't done a stadium tour, and that's what he deserves. He deserves a stadium, and he's doing it at one of the most iconic stadiums for a lot of like Latinx artists. Not a lot of people have performed at Inky. If you're an Aventura fan, you know, when Romeo sold out Yankee, like, it was such a huge deal. So the fact that, like, you know, like, first I was, like, a bachata singer. Now it's a reggaeton singer who has gotten, you know, so much, like, worldwide recognition. And, like, you know, has literally almost the same cultural value as Aventura and Romeo. It's just really exciting. So like that's kind of why I want to go really go see him at Inky. But that was before he like we had an idea that he was gonna release another album before this tour started, and then he surprised us. And like, how many artists do you know that can literally surprise their fans a week before the release of their album? And like, he does it every single time. Like, he's been doing this for I think the past like 3 or 4 albums, and so like the fact that he never misses. And let me just tell you guys, this album is my summer album. Like, I will never stop listening to it, and considering the summer I'm about to have, it makes a lot of sense, you know. And yeah, so I kind of want to have one of my songs for, or the song for this episode, be one of the songs from Bad Bunny's new album, because it's just so good. But I still haven't decided which one because there's so many. But yeah, would you look at that? I can never go an episode without talking about music. If you know me, you know I love and breathe music, so you know it's no surprise, and which is why it's been so hard to pick an actual song for my episode. But yeah, I really wanted to have the song for this episode be a song that I listen to like during my commute, but there hasn't been a very specific one that stuck out. A lot of it beforehand has just been like BTS or podcast, so I can't really put a podcast as my song. And while yes, I do love BTS, I want there to be some, you know, consistency or like something different for you guys. And thankfully Bad Bunny dropped an album, and now I can say like, oh, Bad Bunny or TXT released an album recently, or Becky G, you know, she's been releasing songs. So yeah, anyway, that's my dilemma, and now I'm home, or I'm about to be home. So deuces. I'm probably not gonna talk for the rest of the day. I mean, right now actually I might, but let me just go upstairs, and then I'll catch you guys later. Okay, it is officially later. It's literally only like 20 minutes later, but I, oh my god, there's a lot of humans. I just realized that, my mom, isn't home. So she hasn't been able to walk my dog. So, now I'm walking my dog for the afternoon. And yeah, I decided on this little stroll that I'm taking. I can talk to you guys a little bit about, my job, I guess, because I didn't really get to, like, tell you guys ever. And even today it felt like a little like, what does she still do? So I work in the operations team for a school here in New York City. Not a lot of schools have operations teams, and oh, Careful. Ben, Leah, careful. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, not a lot of schools, like, have operations team. And, essentially, they're just people who kind of, or not kind of, they're people who, run the, like, backstage, the background things of the school, things that normally you don't really consider or, like, think about. And kind of, you know, just making sure that, like, the school is operating, literally in the name, operating and functioning the way that it's supposed to. It also alleviates, because, like, in most traditional public schools, some of the things that we do would fall on the teachers or the principal, or obviously, like, the main office staff, but usually they, you know, I have my, like, my issues with New York Public School, specifically New York City Public Schooling, because, first of all, we're one of the most segregated in the country, one of the most segregated school districts. Leah, be careful, sorry. And yeah, thank you. Oh my god, that's so, oh my god, sorry. Grubhub did this thing today and I'm still pissed because I still had to pay at the end of the day. Anyways, I have my issues with the New York City public schooling because again, it is one of the most segregated. The DOE really doesn't do much, especially because a lot of them are tenured and have a lot of seniority, so like they, and a lot of them are in unions, so because they are, you know, government workers, and you know, literally, no shit, like everything has its pros and cons, but one of the reasons that our schools are failing is because administratively a lot of them aren't doing anything to make sure that students are getting the proper, like, education and proper resources, especially to the most most needed and the most under-resourced communities. And I will be right back because my dog is pooping. Anyways, so yeah, a lot of them can't really do much for or don't do much for a lot of communities because, you know, it's kind of like a, well, why should I, you know, kind of attitude. A lot of them are doing whatever job it is because, you know, of the benefits and never really because of the students. And a lot of them are, you know, older generation. And, you know, I'm not going to say it because we all kind of just know. So a lot of it as well, in a lot of public schools, the people in the main office can't really do much because a lot of the things that they are supposed to be doing get restricted by the DOE. And so one of the really cool things, well, let me backtrack a little. I don't work for a public school. I do work for a public school, but it's very different. A lot of people have heard about charter schools. I'm obviously, for security reasons, not going to mention the school that I work for. And thankfully, New York City has a lot of charter schools. So, again, not thankfully. Well, you know what? I need to learn proper language. But for my security, thankfully, there's a couple of charter schools. So, like, it's not really easy to identify which one I work for. On another note, I do work for a charter school, so it operates in the same way, kind of, as a public school, because we are still funded by the government. We do receive funding per student, per pupil, and we do follow their schedule, we are still under their system as well. So we are recognized by the DOE as a school. But we also, in a sense, receive private funding. And also we have a very different curriculum as the DOE. We have a bit more like leg room to do more academically and jump hoops administratively. We do still have to respond to the DOE. But again, because there's the pressure of parents, there's the pressure on us as well to perform well and make sure that our students get the proper resources. And also if the DOE doesn't provide the resources, we are able to as well, again, because we do receive an additional funding that's not just government funding, you know? So, again, I guess there's, like, that benefit of a charter school, but it does take a lot from public schooling. But, yeah. So, anyways, so I do work for the main office. And, again, going back to my, like, original thought, in a public school, a lot of the things that I would be doing, for example, like, there's a lot of tasks that the principal would be doing that, you know, normally the main office wouldn't do just because there is that restriction in public schooling. But because that restriction isn't really applicable in charter schools, it can fall on us on operations. And also it alleviates a lot of the workload for teachers and like deans and principals, because they're more concerned, or they're able to place their focus a lot more on academics rather than operations, literally an operation mindset, which is why these teams, especially in charter schools, are created so that, you know, there's a team for everything. And when it comes to academics, the right people can like truly have that focus on like and be on top of it, rather than also worrying about, you know, making sure the school is operating and functioning the way it's supposed to. Our principal, obviously, because he is our principal, has a lot of say in operations. But, you know, we do have a director that, like, if, you know, anything push comes to shove, like, she is also, you know, she is, you know, part of the leadership team. So she also has a final say and stuff. And so what I do, now getting to the nitty-gritty part, what I do is I'm on the title is, it sounds weird, but essentially what I am is an operations assistant. I'm not gonna say my actual title because it doesn't make sense, but I am an operations assistant. And what essentially I do is I help the operations team. It is an operations role that I have, but for example, like our school is a very small school. We don't really have a lot of students, and we don't have a lot of staff either because of it. So I kind of just like jump ship wherever I'm needed. Like I literally have my hands in a lot of pies. This operations and any role in operations essentially do require you to be able to multitask very efficiently. I've needed to like do multiple projects in one day, and some of them don't involve the same thing. A lot of it is like things that I'm doing for my supervisor, also, you know, again, doing the operations, the background, and, you know, making sure transitions are functioning, and you know, like making sure students are getting like taken to the places that they're supposed to, while as well being a little bit involved in academics. So there's a lot of like resources that I have needed to give out that are academic, and I've needed to like present it to the principal. So yeah, I am a lot involved in like I would say, again, the transitions of the school. So making sure that we know at all times where, like, every student is. Arrival, dismissal, lunch. If lunch is ever late, I have to, like, be able to learn and fix that for dismissal. I did mention it a little bit earlier, but we do busing. So we share the building with a couple of schools, and a couple of our schools, two schools, merge, and our students take the same buses together, just because, again, we're very small schools, so in order to fill up our buses and to fill up the routes, we needed to, like, merge our schools, and it just makes it easier on all of us. And so I'm assigned a certain bus and, like, making sure they get on safely, the right kids are on the bus. If there's a kid that's not supposed to be in the bus, making sure that they're accounted for and, you know, they're not taking the bus and all that. Again, dismissal, making sure that every student is at the right place at the right time, if they're in after school, if they're in any clubs, or any of that. Also, it is springtime, so we do like basically admissions, and we're in charge of that. We're in charge of admitting like new students into our school. There is a portal where a lot of parents apply, like you know it's a charter school, so you do have to apply to get in. It's not like, you know, public school. If a lot of you are familiar with it, you know, like, you can literally just go to a district school and register your student, and it's pretty easy, because, you know, that's kind of the whole reason, again, a lot of the reasons why the New York public school system and is segregated, is because a lot of parents just don't know. They have options, and they sometimes do choose the easier option, which is seeing whatever school is closest to them without ever researching and thinking they're all the same, which they're not. But again, conversation for a different day. So yeah, for us, you do have to apply, and then from applying, they do have to go through a lottery system, and there is a day in the spring where they hold the lottery in public, and they either, depending on their choices, they either get accepted, declined, or waitlisted to their schools. And because, again, we're a small school, we're reaching out to waitlist families from other schools, just so that they know about us and, like, possibly, like, change their mind and probably, you know, want to apply to our school as well. And then that's, again, a lot of reaching out, a lot of phone banking. What else? Reaching out to accepted families and making sure they're, like, after they get accepted, they have to go through a registration process and hand in documents so that, you know, for the next school year, we're prepared. For example, like, who's going to pick up? How are they going to get to school? Allergies, IEPs, stuff like that. And then, and then it falls on my responsibility to make sure that all of these documents are, like, you know, accounted for every student, and we track all of this information so that we know when to ask. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. We're doing a lot of admitting, and we're going through a lot of, like, registration and helping families. And yeah, hold on. Anyways, so yeah, a lot of registration. We as operations, we plan a lot of, like, family events, school trips. It's a lot of tracking, so making sure, like, whenever we send something home, it gets returned back to us. A lot of systems, a lot of spreadsheets, you know, making sure teachers have everything they're supposed to. Again, that's involving inventory. I also keep inventory on uniform if any family wants to purchase more uniform, and it has to, you know, we have to place it in their book bags. I forgot what my last thought was, but yeah, essentially we face families a lot. Oh, we also do a lot because of, you know, these times. We do COVID testing every week. So again, tracking all of it, making sure every student has.
or not every student, but whatever student is needed for the pool, they receive a COVID test and then be returned the next day. So we do reach out to families a lot. And one of the like really nice things was that last week, actually, we had Ops Appreciation Week, because yes, our teachers are very important, and they did have like a whole week of celebration, but it was also like to acknowledge that, you know, operations does a lot to like also run the school in a very different form than teachers. And so we got appreciated, and the students like really like showed out their support, and it was so nice because we do work with kindergarten, so it was nice that they like are beginning to acknowledge these roles that you don't really talk about. They also acknowledge our kitchen staff, our custodians, and our security guards, and they like, I wasn't there that day to like see it, but they like gave them like this really nice gift to like, you know, acknowledge that they're also, again, another part of operations, making sure our students get fed, our, you know, facilities are cleaned, our facilities are safe, and keeping our children safe and guarded and nurtured. Again, because my, like, something that we love to tell our children is, you know, eating, like, makes your brain grow bigger, which, I mean, is true, but, like, you know, when you eat nutritious and healthy food, it nurtures your body, and everything that your teachers are teaching you, you know, is able to, like, stay and be grasped. And so the fact that they acknowledge the people that cook their food every single day, and make them, you know, delicious meals, because we do have a private kitchen and we do have a chef that like cooks meals for all of them, and different meals every single day. So, you know, acknowledging that, you know, that work is very important. And so, yeah, we literally just got appreciated last week, and it was really nice because, again, this is like my real like first big girl job, and I'm like learning that I love to do these types of things, and you know, it keeps me on my toes every day. There's something new every day, there's something new to do, and I work with kids, and it's really nice, it's really fun, and I'm really excited because a lot of them is their first field trip, but also it's also my first field trip. My supervisor reminded me that today, that, you know, this is my first field trip that I'm doing as an adult, as not only a chaperone but also as a, you know, quote-unquote teacher. And so I'm really excited, and yeah, but anyways, that was my day, and that's a little bit behind my role and what I do, because I realize I have never really spoke about it. I never really like went full in depth of what I do. I do a little bit of everything, making sure our school also looks aesthetically, you know, pleasing, and yeah, I do a lot. I do a little bit of everything, and yeah, love our kids. They're, you know, a very random bunch, but they all bring in their little quirks, and as much as some of them are a bit annoying, they're just as precious, and seeing their growth from the beginning of the year to now is incredible. And that's kind of one of the reasons I didn't want to leave when I first started back in August, because I was only there for a couple of days. But I didn't want to leave because I felt sad that, you know, I was there for their first day of school ever, and a lot of them had a difficult time adjusting, and I wanted to see that growth over the months. And I'm very blessed, you know, to actually say like I got to see it, and I'm gonna continue to see it every single year, and it makes me very, very happy. And wow, I'm immensely proud. I finally understand what a lot of like teachers, you know, talk about when they talk about their kids, and that's how I feel about like my entire bunch. So yeah, anyways, I think I'm gonna end it for now. For the rest of the day, I'm just gonna chill at home, have dinner, And prepare for tomorrow, because it's gonna be a hectic morning at, you know, our field trip. So I probably won't record, like, I am gonna record bits and pieces, but I'm not gonna record a lot because, again, privacy issues, you know, different reasons. While we do have media consent forms, they don't have it from me, so don't want to get sued, because I am with $0 in my bank account, and, you know, I cannot give any more. Okay, anyways, bye. I will see you guys, or I will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. See you.
I get COVID. It is now May 17th. It is 6:57. Left my house the same time I did yesterday, which technically is late to me, but I'm still gonna make it on time for the bus. The train. So whatever, this morning, like, showered, got dressed, got ready. I usually try to pack my bag the night before so that in the morning I can just grab it and go, which is what I did yesterday. Pretty much it is Wednesday. We got to the gym, and a school teacher, because it is school trip day. It's a little chilly, but it's supposed to get warm. I don't know. I just ordered Starbucks. I mean, technically all I ordered was a croissant, because I'm supposed to take allergy pills, but my dad's like, you can't take them when you have something that you have to eat something. So, hummus as it is. And I'm gonna make my coffee at school, because this parent got me, like, this really cute mug for Ops Appreciation Week. And I started using it yesterday, and I love it. And so I'm starting to make my coffee at school with the mug. Before, I used to just do it in, like, disposable cups, but now I got my nice little mug at work. The bus is about to arrive. As you can tell, like, it's not that far of a walk from my house to the bus stop. And, alright, I will talk to you guys when I get out of the train.
Okay, it is currently 9:23, and we're heading out to our field trip. And you guys want to know what's so crazy is that both my supervisor and my manager can come, so it falls on me to make sure everybody is safe. Okay, anyways, as I was saying earlier, I am literally the only one trying to hold our whole group together. We're still waiting for our bus, but one of our groups already left. But yeah, so this is going to be a fun trip. I'm going to be stressed out the whole time. All right, bye. Wow. Okay, what a day. It is currently 3:39, and I honestly really did try to record for the field trip, but a lot of unexpected things happened today, and I was kind of the leader making sure everyone made it back to school safe, very last minute, because lots of issues, lots of bumps on the road, but we obviously made it back safe and sound, and that's all I could really ask for. We got back a little before dismissal. Today is a half a day, since today is Wednesday. So we got back probably around like 12:30. The kids had lunch in their classrooms, like, every single Wednesday. And then very shortly after it was dismissal. And then on Wednesdays, while it is half a day for them, for staff, we do stay back. And we still have... I'm sorry. I thought they were playing Stay Alive by Jungkook and Yoongi. Oh my god, I forgot. But anyways, on Wednesdays usually we stay a little later.
because teachers do have PDs, since, you know, kids aren't in the building anymore, so they're able to have PDs and for and different content meetings. And so, yeah, I usually leave Wednesdays an hour earlier. So at 4, which is usually our regular dismissal time, and every other day I leave around 5. And today, though, I guess there wasn't a lot of content meetings happening, and everyone's a bit, you know, tired from the field trip. It was a lot, again, a lot to do. A lot of unexpected bumps on the road, so it like drained all of us out, I guess. Oh great, there's a Yankees game. Whatever. So yeah, so again, very exhausting day. We did have a late kid, and he wasn't picked up until almost an hour after dismissal, so that was great. But normally we would stay back anyway, so it really wasn't that big of an issue. And then we were like chit-chatting in the office with like everyone, kind of like recapping our day and stuff. All fun vibes. I was supposed to respond to a couple of emails and I didn't, because I was just so like engrossed in our conversation. And then at 3 p.m. my supervisor is like, honestly, you can go, there's nothing to do really. And it was an exhausting day, so you can go. And I was like, all right, bet. I ended up coming to Target because the other day I was supposed to pick up cat food for my cat, but there was apparently a tornado. There was a tornado watch, and so I was scared, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna just go home. And then yesterday I got out pretty late, so I couldn't really come, because it is a little bit out of my way, like, to come to Target. So I have to, like, it has to be a day where, you know, I have time to come. And also, Target's a black hole, so even today I was just like, I'm gonna be in and out. I ended up going around the store, which I wasn't supposed to, but whatever. Oh no, it's not a Yankees game. It's the NYU graduation. Oh, anyways, I came to Target, picked up cat food and a couple of hygiene products for me, because I have run out. Let's see. And now I'm heading home. It's my uncle's birthday, so we're gonna celebrate that with some tamales and cake. And yeah, so I have to now walk to the train station from Target. And yeah, all right, bye. Okay, and I know I ended that episode very abruptly, but yeah, that was basically it. Thank you so much for tuning in. You got to hear a lot more about like kind of what I do, but I feel like I still didn't really like show you guys what I did. But yeah, it's very family facing, which is one of the reasons why I was very nervous to record. And also, this isn't really the time to record, I guess I would say, because it mainly is me just in front of my computer most of the time. I do get to hang out with the kids a lot, but again, I was nervous to record that because I don't want, you know, any legal issues. But which is why I didn't record the field trip, but also I was very anxious and didn't want to lose my kids. So yeah. But yeah, that's basically it. Again, I do a lot of my work in the computer,
most of it is really just recruitment or like little small projects in the school, and mainly a lot of more day-to-day operations. So my job title really changes every day because there's always something new to do. And so today's Sunday and then tomorrow's Monday, so a new whole day at school. All right, hope you all enjoyed it. Bye.